Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf. Today's shir and every shir throughout this week is sponsored by Zecher Nishmas Mira Bazucher Sassman, the mother of Mindy Orlinsky, by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky. The learning should be an aliyah for her neshama, and we thank the Orlinskys again very much for the sponsorship throughout the week. We are holding out the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Tesam and Beis, and the Mishnah is going to talk about if someone has a chazaka of a derech through your field, how much space do you leave for them, and also are you allowed to divert them to a different derech? Can you give them some other space, and what happens if you try to give them some other space? The Gemara is going to have three different explanations why it is that the Baal Hasadeh is not allowed to take the law into his own hands and force people into a derech on the side of his field and just keep them out of the derech on his field. Why is it that apparently he's not Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshei? We assume he cannot take the law into his own hands and just chase people away. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Rabbim can acquire land by using it, whether just the fact that Rabbim, that lots of people use something, that's a kinyan in its own right, and that's going to lead us into the discussion of the kinyan of Hiluch. Is there such a thing as just walking on land being a sort of kinyan? And the raya is going to be from Avram Avinu being Kona Eretz Yisrael, and that's our big daf yomi coincidence of the day, that we're talking about being Kona Eretz Yisrael, and why it is that worked for Avram Avinu to be Kona Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is going to discuss how large different types of drachim need to be, a derech hayachid, a derech harabim, something in between, a derech meir le'ir, how large it has to derech to an ir miklat. Then the Gemara is going to talk in Amun Beis, if someone who sells a family's kever and then dies, that the mocher is actually allowed to be buried in that kever and the sale is void, because that is not within his rights to give up the family's entire dignity by selling the family kever. And then we're going to get into a little bit the notion of ma'amados, because the Mishnah is going to refer in passing to an idea of a ma'amad, how large of an area you need for a ma'amad. So the Gemara is going to talk about what ma'amados are, what exactly was this practice of ma'amados, and it's going to tell a story where Rav Avya did ma'amados in a certain way, and the Gemara is going to identify four potential mistakes Rav Avya made in the way that he carried out the ma'amados upon the patira of his wife. So let's begin Sadi Tesam Beis at the Mishnah. Mishai Sederach HaRab Moveres L'Toch Sadeu. If a person has a Derech HaRabim that goes right through his field, not of Anaslam Min Atzad, and he doesn't like it, so he decides that he's going to take away that Derech and instead provide the people with a Derech Min Atzad, with a Derech that goes alongside his field. Masha Nasa Nasa. So the derech that he has provided them with alongside the field is something that they are entitled to, but v'shalo lo higio, the one that he wanted back from the middle of his field, he doesn't get it back. The people still have the rights to go through that derech as well. Then we identify the size of a derech. Derech hayachid dal ramos. If it's a derech hayachid, the typical size or the required size is 4 amos. Derech harabim, 16 amos. Derech harabim is 16 amos. Derech hamelech, ein lo shir. There is no shir to the size of a derech that a melech is permitted to make. Derech hakever, ein lo shir. Similarly, a derech hakever is also ein lo shir. Rashbam writes, Derech HaKever K'shenosna Meis L'Kavro, when they're bringing a mace to the Kever, in lo shir, and says Rashbam, Takonis Chachamim Hi Mishum Yakra D'Shichvi. This is a Takonimi D'Rabbanan for the honor of the dead, K'darmin B'Gemara V'Armin B'Ksubis T'Tzrichim L'Voso Harbe B'nei Adam She'achziku M'lo Kal HaDerech Me'avula Ad Sichra. That you have to, that there's a requirement to have many, many people accompany the mace. The Gemara K'subis talks about this. The Gemara K'subis specifically talks about Talmidei Chachamim, that if a person dies and he's Kara Vitana, he learned Mikra and Mishnah, that you need to have 600,000, you gotta go to be Malav of the Mace, unless there are already 600,000 people there. Why 600,000? Because Kinesh Sinasa Kach Netilasa. Just like the Torah was given with Shishim Ribo, so too the Torah is taken away with Shishim Ribo. And if a person learned Torah, he is considered to be like a human Sefer Torah. That's the famous Drosha, the Beis HaLevi, that costs that just as the Torah Shebichsav has a klaf upon which the Torah is written, Torah Shebalpeh has a klaf, and that's the Jewish neshama, that the Jewish people are the klaf of the Torah Shebalpeh. We are considered like a Sefer Torah, and that's why the Gemara says in a couple of places that we compare a Sefer Torah to a Jewish person. If a person dies and you're present at the death of a Jew, there's a chiyuv to tear kriya, just like a Sefer Torah Shenisraf, that's the same thing as a Sefer Torah Shenisraf, because a person is like a Sefer Torah. That's why the Gemara comments, Hani bavloi tipshai mipnei lo kol shekein, that if they stand for those who learn Torah, then for sure for the Torah itself. The two are equated with each other. We learn from the Aron that the Aron is tocho kabaro, that the Aron is gold on the inside and the outside, how a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be tocho kabaro. All of these comparisons relate to the idea that the Jewish person is considered like a Sefer Torah, like the Aron which houses the Sefer Torah. So therefore, the taking away of the Sefer Torah requires a large group of people, just like the giving of the Torah was done with a large group of people. The Rashbam goes on to say, V'nir be'enai, taha in lo shir demes, lo chamir kederach ha-melech lifrot binyan and lahafzid momen acherim, el ha-halich al-gabe tvuv lo yatu yimin ha-smol. There, even though we use the term in lo shir, both by ederach ha-melech and by ederach ha-kever, Rashbam says they're not the same. Ederach ha-melech is that if a king wants to knock down an apartment building because he wants to pave a road right there, he can do that. Not by ederach ha-kever. You want to accommodate the people that are going, let's say, there's a major levaya like they've had in Yerushalayim for Gedol Le'olam, where hundreds of thousands of people came. It would be so much easier if you could just knock down all of the buildings that are in the way. You know, the police recommend that they move the cars out of the way and things like that so that people can get through the streets, but it would be so much easier to just knock down all the buildings. That they can't do. Not for Derech HaKever. You're allowed to trample on people's tevuah, on their grain, in open areas, but not to start knocking down people's building and destroying property. Inami b'mocher Derech HaKever l'chaver l'lechas Derech Sadeh u'mayri demestamei l'oshir al kol miloy ameis yavru sham v'ikr. Or, says the Rashba, maybe it means you've sold the Derech HaKever to someone else to go through your field, meaning if that's the way he's going to get to the kever, so then he's allowed to bring as many people as it takes to honor that mace to go through that field. So that's probably why what the Rashbam is explaining really is why we don't just put it as one sentence of Derech HaMelech v'Derech HaKever in Lashir. Why do we have to divide it up? Derech HaMelech in Lashir, Derech HaKever in Lashir, because these two are not the same halacha. HaMa'amad, how much space do you need to leave for a Ma'amad? And we're going to explain on Amud Beis today what a Ma'amad is. You have to leave 4 kavin, the amount of area that you could plant 4 kavin worth of grain. That is the area for a ma'amad. So, frankly, Gemara, going back on the first halach in the Mishnah, we said that if there's a derech harabim in your field and you want to divert them to the side of your field, you're going to provide them a derech. But on the side of your field, they won't trample right through the middle of your field. They get everything. They get the derech you provided them with, and they get the old derech that they had right through your field. Amaisha lo lohi. Why is it that he doesn't get back his middle of his field? Can't he stand there with some sort of weapon and try to chase people away? Meaning, why weren't the Chum Mesakin that he should have Rishus to give them a Derech Menatzad, even if they don't like it, and he should be able to keep them away from his Derech? So is it a concern that he's not going to be able to keep them away? Sure he can. Just threaten them enough, and he should be able to keep them away. So Shav Mina Lo Avid Nishdin Al Nafshei Afil Makom Seida. Apparently, what we see from here is that a person is not allowed to take the law into his own hands and try to chase people away, even b'makom seida, as Rashbam points out, Shema Mina Lo Avid Bitmiya V'Anan Kaim Lan Babakama B'Amniach Dukuli Al Masavri Avid Nishdin Al Nafshei Makom Dikab Seida. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that a person is of it in Ishtil Nafshei if it's Makom Seda. So is that what our Mishnah is telling us, that a person is not able to be of it in Ishtil Nafshei even b'makom Seda? That's hard to imagine that would be true. So the Gemara gives three answers. Number one, Amar Rav Zun Mishmeid Rav Gzeira Shemi Yitin Lahen Dara Chakalson. The concern is that maybe the path that he's going to give them instead of the one that they already have is not going to be a suitable path. It's going to be a path that's angled and it's a longer path. So in order that that a person shouldn't do that, he shouldn't stick the Rabin with a worse path, and they should be entitled to a Derech Yashar, we say that they're always entitled to the original derech that they always had. Rosh Bam writes, "Gzera shamiyitin klomer liolam avid inishdul nafshei." Really, normally a person can take the law into his own hands. Aval hacha minadino nuomrim de shalolo egiyo shekach tiknu chacham de lo avididei. This is special takanas chachamim that he does not get back his path in his field. Afilu echad de naslam derech yashar. Even if the path he gave them is a straight, good, fine path. Because we're afraid that maybe sometimes he might instead choose to give them a bent path. And the people aren't going to know to protest, and they're not going, because they're going to think someone else must be taking care of it, someone else must have complained. That's the notion of a Kedera de Beishutvi. Whenever you have too many people in charge, too many cooks in the kitchen, then you have no one that's really taking responsibility. So he's going to be able to get away with certain things because he's dealing with a rabbin. Second answer, the Gemara says, the last line of Tzadi Tesam Bezer of Misharshim, Mishmei Derava Amar, Binosin Lehem Derech HaKalson. Not that Gezeira that he might give them a Derech HaKalson. No, the case in our Mishnah is that he did give them a Derech HaKalson, and that's why he loses out, because he tried to stick the rabbin with an inferior path. Rav Ashi Amar, third answer, Kol Min Atzad Derech HaKalson, he it's not that he gave them an objectively bad path. It's just that a path in a different location from where it currently is by definition going to be out of the way, a little more out of the way for some people. Meaning, if the path used to be through the middle of the field, now it's all the way to the, let's say, western side of the field. For those who live a little further east, it's more out of the way. For those who live a little further west, it's more in the way. But still, it's a derech hakalson for certain people. So it's not a that he might do this, nor is it that he did something vindictively or anything wrong, but it's that by its very nature, it's always going to be a little bit of a derech hakalson. So that is the third answer. Ask the Gemara, v'leimeluhu shaklu didchu v'havali didi. So why can't he say to them at least, okay, you want your old path? Good, take your old path back, but at least give me the new one. You know, I was only giving you a path on the side of my field because I thought that you will take that instead of the one in the middle. So give me back the path on the side that I just gave you. Why are the rabbim entitled to both? Says Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Lazar. This must be assuming like Rabbi Lazar. The Tanya, Rabbi Yudom, Shem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim Shabiru Derech Liatzmam, Mashabiru Biru. Even if a rabbim just on their own, without being given any permission, makes something their path, that's it. It becomes their path. So Kal v'chomer over here, where he had given it to them, it becomes their path. So if he had given the path on the side of the field and they started using it, so that becomes theirs. He has no right to take it away from them. Frek the Gemara, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim Gazlanim Ninhu. According to Rabbi Eliezer, these Rabbim are Gazlanim. They're taking away someone's path without any permission. So I'm Rav Gidol Mrav, Kigon Sha'avdullah and Derech Ba'al Sasada. Now the case must be that they lost a path somewhere in that field, and therefore they're not Gazlanim. If you look at Rashbam, Kishavdalam Derech Ba'al Sasada, Dimikal Makom, Urcha Islu Gabe. They know that they own a path is somewhere in his property. V'yafa koach rabim mikoach yachid. And still, the koach of a rabim is stronger than the koach of a yachid. Shai yachid shavdalo derech b'stei chavero. If you're a yachid who used to own a path through your friend's field and you don't know where, lo yivr me'atzmo ela obe beizdin obe resusha shabal asada. You can't make the decision on your own where that path is going to be. That has to be done through official channels. It has to be done either through a Beis Din, it has to be done with the direct permission of the Bala Sada. But a Rabbim has an advantage. Aval Rabbim ke Beis Din Damu. The Rabbim themselves are like a Beis Din. Deman minayu mazman lahay lebeidina. Because which amongst them is going to be mazman, the guy to a Beis Din? V'kolshkin masnisin du atzmo nasan lahem. And certainly in our Mishnah, where the guy gave it to them, umiyu shalolo igiu dekansinu leilfish nasan derech hakalson. and yet he still doesn't get back his original. He doesn't get his own path because we're afraid he's going to give them a derech hakalson. If the whole case of Rabbi Eliezer, where the Rabbim are entitled to their path, was because they had lost a path in that area, why would we say we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? If they lost a path in that area, it would make a lot of sense to paskin that they're entitled to it. So says Gemara, yeah, man de masniha, lo masniha. Rav Gidol, who said in the name of Rav that the case is they lost the path, is not the same one that says, ein alacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning if the case is that they lost the path, then yes, the alacha is going to be like Rabbi Eliezer. That's most mistader. What is the logic over here that we would say like Rabbi Eliezer? Because once you have a rabbin that are machzik on a certain area, you're not allowed to destroy that area. Once it's a chziku bo rabbin, as Rashbam writes, shehishvuhu v'tiknu lihiluch v'abaylim yadu v'shasku. If this was a place that was set up for rabbin to go by, the baylim knew about it, didn't say anything about it, then he's not allowed to take it away from them to destroy it. He certainly was mochel to the rabbim. The Rashbam keeps on repeating that kal v'chomer in our Mishnah, where he was nosin derech b'yadayim, where he explicitly gave them permission that's for sure going to be a case where they're entitled to keep that path. Rav Zilberstein Chashukei Chemed raised the question. And a guy owned the property right near a bus stop in Eretz Yisrael, and he had a very low wall between his property and the street. So if you have a very low wall, naturally the overflow crowd that's going to be waiting for the bus is going to use it as like a bench. They're all going to sit on the stoop near the bus stop. So at some point he wanted to raise the walls. He wanted to make it higher so that to gain more privacy. So is that a derech harabim? Do you say that in such a case this is something that the rabbim have used? He's been shosik and he's been mochel for all these years, so he doesn't have the right to take it away from the rabbim. So he quotes our Rashbam, and then he says it could be that it's only when the rabbim do some sort of pu'ula on that area, and the Bailam sees that and is shasak. That's where we say it's also the kalklo, because he was mochel. If they're mevatel the shimush of the Bailam and he's quiet, but over here they're just sitting there. It's not like they're walking in the middle of his property. They're not doing anything really. They're just sitting there. He thinks that such a thing would not be called a mechila. It would only be called a mechila when something's really done at your expense. When it's done at your expense and you don't say anything, that's a mechila. But when it's not done at your expense and you don't say anything, so that's not necessarily a mechila. So that's what he suggests, and therefore he thought that the person does have the right to raise the fences to the point where they're no longer going to be able to take advantage to sit on those benches. Verbalazar rabim b'may kanule. So ask the Gemara, by what mechanism are the rabim kone the area that they walk through? Meaning, just because they use it, kinyanim on karka are kesef, shtar, chazaka. Where's the kinyan over here? They just happen to be using it, as Tosus writes. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Mike Connolly, debiru and derech mashma beloshum tikun bebrir bialma. Sounds like they didn't do anything. Sounds like there's no chazaka. They just happened to have chosen that area and started walking through it. But where's the chazaka? So says the Gemara rather, bihilucha. How are they kona it? Just by walking through. Detanya, halach ba la'orka l'rachba kana makum hilucho, div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if a person traverses an area, he walks through la'orka l'rachba, he is kona with hiluch alone. Hiluch is a form of kinyan. V'cham omrim, ein hiluch mol klum ad shiachzik. There is no such thing as hiluch being a kinyan. A kinyan is to make a kinyan chazaka. If there's no kinyan chazaka, then there's no kinyan at all. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get this strange notion that hiluch is a kinyan, that walking through something is a kinyan? So here's a dafyomi coincidence of the day. D'chsiv, Kum mishalich ba'aretz la'archol rachba ki l'cha etenena. How does Avram Avinu kona Eretz Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, walk along the land, the length and the width of the land, because I will give it to you. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, yeah, it worked for Avram, but that was hasa mishum chavivusa da'Avram u'dekam le'hachi, k'dei she'enoach lichbosh lefnei vanav. That was specially for because Avram was so beloved, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it easier for his children one day to be kovesh Eretz Yisrael. So in order to make it easier for his children to be kovesh Eretz Yisrael, Avram walks along the length and the width of the land. Why does that make it easier for his children to be yoresh the land? So Rashbam explains on the first very wide line, k'dei she'enoach davalu k'yorshin v'lo k'gazlanin v'lo yerushus l'satan l'katreg v'lo piskon pe l'bal midas hadin, meaning that that the idea is that Avram was in fact being kona'it, and therefore when we get it at a later date, we are being yoresh from Avram Avinu. We're taking back what's rightfully ours rather than conquering a land that doesn't belong to us. So it sounds like the way the Rashbam understands, the Chavivusa d'Avram says, and it's therefore a kinyan because of the Chavivusa d'Avram. That somehow, that makes it a kinyan. That's how the Rashbam explains. And therefore, no one's ever going to be able to say that we don't own this land. The Chida quotes from the Divrei Emes that we could bring a raya from here, like the Shita of the Ramban, that whenever a Navi receives a Nevuah and there's a Poel Dimyon, there's something active that's done to demonstrate that Nevuah, it makes it a more powerful Nevuah to the extent that it can't be taken back, that it has a sense of permanence to the Nevuah, even if we don't behave, and even if we don't deserve, and even and once there's a Poel Dimyon. So this was the Poel Dimyon over here, that Avram Avinu was walking along the entire land, that gives it a sense of permanence, no matter what happens, no matter what we do, that is going to be our land, it's going to belong to his children. Rav Shachter often explains, that's the idea of a lot of the things that people view as skulos are really just a Poel Dimyon, because Poel Dimyon doesn't only work for Nevuah, it works for Tfilos as well. So for example, like the Simanim that we have in Rosh Hashanah, you know, Sheyirbu Zuchu Yoseinu Karimon. So what, when you eat a Rimon, that's somehow going to make you do more mitzvos? No, we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should enhance our Zuchuyos. And the way of enhancing the Tfilah is through some physical prop to enhance the Tfilah. So just like you have by Nevuah, you have by Tfilah as well, such an idea. The Prashos Drachim, the Mishnah Melech in Prashos Drachim writes that a Kinyan Hiluch is a form of Kinyan Chazaka. And he says, Avram Avinu, you see from here, did not have a din of a Ben Noach. There's a famous essay in the Prashos Drachim. He has a whole drush whether the Avos were Bnei Noach or the Avos were Jewish. He comes to the ultimate conclusion that they themselves didn't know, meaning what their halachic status is. It's so complicated. But one of the rayas that he brings, that Avram Avinu was not a Ben Noach, was that he was able to affect a Kinyan Chazaka, and the Rambam paskins that a Goy is not able to make a Kinyan Chazaka. So you see that according to Rabbi Lazar, Avram Avinu had a Kinyan Chazaka. So Rabbi Kivager asks that the whole Nidon, whether Avram Avinu has a din of a Yisrael or a din of a Goy, is only La'achar Shanimol, is only after the Mila. This happened before the Mila anyway. So anyway, you're going to have a Kasha, how this Kinyan Chazaka worked, because this is at a time in his life where he Vaday did not have a din of a Yisrael yet. According to the Rabbanan, that he's not kona bihiluch, the Ritva writes that Avram was kona al yidei, either al yidei dibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, this will be your land, and amirasa l'gvoa kimisirasa lehedyot, or that he was machzik ba v'yashav ba. And even though he was only machzik in one part of the land, he could not have walked every inch of the land, but nevertheless, you're kona the whole land. We already had quoted earlier from Gemara Kiddushin of Chav Zayin, that a person's mochel chaveru es sados be'aser medinos. If I sell you 10 pieces of property in 10 different places, and you make a chazaka on one of them, you're kona all of them. So that's the way it worked. Avram Avinu was kona whatever he was kona, and through that, meaning did a Maisa Kinyan on whatever part of the land, and through that he was kona everything all together. The Sefer Kosa Yeshua suggests that the Rabban would be moda that Avram was kona bihiluch, and the Gemara is trying to say that even though hiluch is not a Kinyan in general, for Avram Avinu it was a Kinyan because of the Chavivus, meaning very similar to the idea of a Makna Dover Shlo B'Liolam, that normally you can't be Makna a person Dover Shlo B'Liolam, but an Av L'Bno can be Makna Dover Shlo B'Liolam. Why is such love for a son he's the das is so strong to be makne that you don't actually need the physical item there. So the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be makne to Avram Avinu, Eretz Yisrael, is so strong because he loves Avram Avinu so much that even though it's not a normal form of kinyan, Avram Avinu is still able to be kona Eretz Yisrael on behalf of his children. That it's still going to work, even though it's not a kinyan that would typically ever work. But that's how Avram Avinu initially was kona Eretz Yisrael. It is clear that according to the Rabbanan, you can't bring a raya from Avram Avinu going because it was only because of the Chavus of Avram. In the Panim Yafos, he says, when we say that Avram Avinu was his halich, we don't, he says his halich, he says Hashem tells Avram to go, we don't find that he actually did, he says. You have to say that his halich is like, this his halich is like, his halich lefanai ve'ayei tamim. As Elokim is halich noach. It's not a physical walking. This is an imbuing with Kedusha, that Avram Avinu should connect to the entire land, to imbue that entire land with a sense of Kedusha. That was the Salich La Archal Ulrachba. The Sefer Vayichi Yosef brings our Gemara and says that Lechora, how could that Alicha be Kovish for his children? So he says that Kosh Baruch Hu is Miskavin, that Alicha will give Kedusha Ba'aretz. That's meaning there's a lot more going on over here than a technical form of Kinyan. This is about imbuing the land with a sense of Kedusha, and that makes it Noach Lebanav. That makes it easier for his children. In what way does it make it easier for his children? Because Klal Yisrael also has Kedusha. So there's a magnetic pull from the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It makes it easier for us to be Moser Nefesh for the land because we know that we belong there. We know that it's part of who we are. So that's the idea of Avram Avinu imbuing it with that deep sense of Kedusha, where we have a sense of belonging in such a land. Rabbi Yosef, that's our Yom HaTzmut Drasha for today. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Modim Chamur Rabbi Lazar b'Shvil Shal Kramim, the Cham would agree to Rabbi Lazar in a Shvil Shal Kramim, by going through a path in a vineyard, Hol V'nasa L'Hiluch Nikna B'Hiluch. Since it's made for the purpose of Hiluch, so that's the way you're koned, by using it in its normal way, by using it for Hiluch. As Tosus points out, b'Shvil Shal Kramim, near the Dafka b'Shvil Shal Kramim, Sheinu Asiklal Elo L'Hiluch. Aval Shar Derech that's dafka by a kerem. The only reason you have paths in a vineyard is just for walking. But there are other types of drachim in places other than a vineyard that are meant to be used in other ways as well. So it's dafka by a shvil shel kram that it's only for iluch, and therefore we only use it for iluch. Kiyasel kabed Rav Yitzchak Barami amrlu havile kiyechi didari tuna deshabishta vahadar. How large of a path do you need to give a guy in a vineyard when you told him you're giving him a path in a vineyard? Large enough, wide enough path that he can be carrying a bundle and turn around and not bang into any walls. That's how big the path should be. That's only if there are actual walls on the sides of the path that he'd be banging into if he has a large bundle on his back. But if there are no walls and nothing's going to be getting in the way, so then you only need the path to be large enough to fit his feet, to put one foot in front of the other and just keep on and just walk as normal in that area. But if there are walls that would block him otherwise, then you need it to be a wider space to accommodate whatever he might be holding with him as well. Derech Hayachid Dalet Amos. The Mishnah had said that a Derech Hayachid is the size of 4 Amos. So, Derech Hayachid Dalet Amos. So says the Gemara, Tana Achirim Amrim Kedei Sheyavar Chamor B'Masa'o, that a Derech Hayachid is enough space that a donkey should be able to get by with the burden on its back. Amrav Huna Alacha Kachirim, we pasken like Achirim. Dayane Gola Shnei Gamadim U'Mechzad. Dayane Gola said that it's got to be 2.5 Gamadim. Rashbam says, what are Gamadim? Amos Ketanos Mipirko Ad Etzba'osav. It's small Amos from one's elbow until his Etzba'os. That's the size of an amma. V'yesh omrim amma shlemos to kruxiv geben orchan. Some say that it's an amma shlema, full six tvachim. But whatever it is, 2.5 amos of some type of amma. V'am rafuna lacha k'dayani gola. Rafuna says we paskin like k'dayani gola. Ay, v'am rafuna lacha k'achirim. But didn't rafuna already tell us that the lacha is like k'achirim, that you give not 2.5 amos, but enough space for the donkey to get by with the burden on its back? Says Gemara, and how much space is that? That's also 2.5 amos. So it's the same shear, and therefore we paskin like that shear. Derech HaRabim, Shesh Esrei Amah. A Derech HaRabim is supposed to be 16 Amos. Tan Rabban, a Derech HaYachid, 4 Amos. Derech Meir Li'ir, 8 Amos. A Derech HaYachid is 4 Amos. A Derech that's made only for people who reside in two cities, that goes between the two cities, has to be 8 Amos. Derech HaRabim, Shesh Esrei Amos. A Derech HaRabim is supposed to be 16 Amos. Derech Arei Miklat, the derech of a near miklat is 32 amos. It has to be especially wide. Amar Avuna Mikra, where do you see that a derech near miklat has to be 32 amos? Tichsiv tachin lecha derech ha derech, it says. So you see derech ha derech. So you need double of a normal derech harabim. In general, the sugis of Maseches Makos tell us how easy it has to be able to get to an ir miklat. That we put up signs and we make sure that it's very, very clear. And the Arei Miklat are located throughout Eretz Yisrael to make it very easy for someone to be able to escape there without getting killed. Derech HaMelech ein lo shir. If you have a Derech HaMelech, there is no shir for the Derech HaMelech, for how large a Derech HaMelech is allowed to make. Why? Shamelech paritz geder, lasos derech, vein mimachin biyado. A king could be paritz geder, he could knock things down to make a derech, and no one could say anything about this. Lach mishnah and hilchos melachim kotzim achlokas, Rashi and Rambam about this. Is a melech allowed to be paritz geder even stam, just because he wants a path? Or is this only a din milchama? That when he needs to make milchama, and he needs to travel, so he needs to get the tanks through a certain area, he can knock down whatever he wants in order to get all the tanks, or whatever equipment he needs through. So Rashi, Shita Masech Sanhedrin, Dav Chafam Beis, and Masech Yevamos, is that even Litzorach Atzmo, he's allowed to be Poritz Geder when he wants to. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Melachim, Perikei, sounds like it's only with regard to Melchama that one is allowed to do such a thing. Okay, but that a Melech is allowed to do such a thing. Derech HaKever in Lashir, Derech HaKever also, there's no limit. Why? Mishum Yakra Deshichva. That's for the honor of the dead. Hamamid Dayani Tzipori Amru Bas Dalid Kavin. So we have said in the Mishnah that when it comes to setting up the Ma'amud, you need to give an area, to provide an area of Dalid Kavin. So Tan Rabba, what exactly is the Ma'amud? Hamocher Kivro, so first we're just going to mention something else. Hamocher Kivro, Derech Kivro, Mako Ma'amado, Ubeis Espedo, if a person sells his Kever, the Derech to his Kever, the place of the Maimid, the place where they do the Hespid, even if the person who sold it, if that person dies, the family is still allowed to bury the person who sold it in that spot and allowed to use all of those areas. Essentially, the mekach is batel. He does not have the right to give up something that was so valuable for his entire family. That something that so defines that which belongs to his family. He doesn't have the right to sell it. He doesn't have the right to give it up. It's not only his. The Rishonim write that this was Dafka Bizmanam, the Rashbam and the Miri, they point out this was only in those times where they were knowing to bury the entire Mishpacha in a particular, unique, individual cave that was set aside for them. So it would be a pagam. What exactly is the pagam of the Mishpacha? So the Rashbam understands that if a family member doesn't get to be buried there, that's the pagam. The whole rest of the family is buried there, and he's not there, that's a pagam. Numka Yosef seems to understand the pagam in the other way, that an outsider gets buried there, that's the pagam. That someone else is going to be buried in our family's kever, that's considered to be the great pagam. It very likely is both, that each element is a pagam. Now the Mordechai quotes that there's a machlokas between Rav Haigo and Rav Yah. If someone who wants to sell makom avosav b'beis haKnesses, is that a similar thing? That you want to sell something that was always your family spot in the shul, is that also considered to be a pekah mishpacha? And the Ramah quotes both deos, and he paskins that it's tali whether there's a pekah mishpacha or not, meaning it's tali in the metzias. Is this a makom that really is so identified by the people of this mishpacha, and therefore he's really giving up the shame of the mishpacha by selling that makom? Or is it no, it's just a place that he happened to have sat, and he happened to have acquired that seat, but it's not a pegam in the mishpacha entirely. So that's what it's going to depend on. Tan Rabbanan, Ein pochsin mishiva ma'amados u'moshavos l'meis. We do at least 7 ma'amados and moshavos for the meis. Keneged, and the 7 correspond to Hevel Havalim Amar Koheles Hevel Havalim Hakol Hevel. If each time the word Hevel appears, you count 1, and each time the word Havalim appears, you count 2, so that's 7. So Keneged, the 7 Hevels, that's why we have 7 Ma'amados. The Rashbam explains that they would do the Ma'amados when they came back from the Beis HaKavaros after the Kavura was over. The Me'iri quotes Yesh Mefarshim that no, they would do it on the way to the Kever. That's what we stop on the way to the Kever. They would do these ma'amados, Rashbam says, on the way back. Miri says, on the way to the kever. We're going to see from the Gemara, it's going to sound a lot more like the Rashbam, that they would do this on the way back from the kever. We'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara. But what was the purpose of these ma'amados? Of as they're walking, to stop, pause, and then continue and stop, and like what were they accomplishing? So the Rashbam and the Ritva quote a Deya that holds that the reason they did this is because of the Shadim that are Mislavim La'anashim, that accompany people when you come back from the Beis HaKvaros. So as a way of giving the Shadim time to disappear, we don't want to come back with all of these Shadim. Similar to the minhag of washing our hands before entering a building, after leaving a Beis HaKvaros, has to do with getting rid of ruchos hatuma that are around in a cemetery. Not technical halachic tuma that we only get rid of with the Efer Paraduma, but some sort of ruchos hatuma that are around. However, the Rishonim then quote that the reason maybe is in order to internalize what is going on, meaning the halacha is chai yitein alibo, that a person sees a levaya, it's supposed to give a person time for introspection and to think about themselves. So we need to sort of pause to give people time for introspection. That's what it's about. The ma'amados, now, you know, much more practical level, not, you know, mystical, just to give a person time to contemplate what's going on. Amle Ravach b'Reid Rav L'Ravashi, Hechi Avdi, so how does this work? How do you do the ma'amados? So I'm like, Kedetanya, the Brisa tells us, Am Rav Yehuda b'Rishon lo'yu pochsin mishiv ma'amados moshavos l'meis. Initially in Yehuda, they would do no less than 7 ma'amados for moshavos for a mace. Kigon imdu yukarim amudu shuvu yukarim shuvu. Amrulo im kain af b'Shabbos mutalasos kain. So if that's the case, then even on Shabbos you're allowed to do this. Meaning the Chacham said that if they buried a mace right before Shabbos, Rashbam explains, so then you'd be allowed to do the ma'amados because it's only amidos v'yeshivos. So there should be nothing wrong with that. Achte de Rami Bar Papa have a nesiva le Ravavi. Ravavi happened to have been married to Rami Bar Papa's sister, Shechiva, and she died. Avala Mamanu Moshev, he did the Ma'amados. Amar Rav Yosef Ta Betarti. Rav Yosef said he made 2 mistakes. Number 1, Ta Sheinos Nela Bekrovim Vua Avad Afilu Berchokim. The Ma'amados are supposed to be done by the Krovim. Rashbam says, which Krovim? The ones that are not Avelim, the more distant Krovim. That's the Minog. When we carry the Aron to the Kever, we always call up cousins, nephews, that kind of thing. Other Krovim, grandchildren, but not the Avelim themselves. The Avelim themselves should not be the ones that are carrying the Aron. They're not the ones that do the Ma'amados. And that's our minhag. V'ta she'inosin el b'yom rishon v'avad b'yom sheni. A second mistake, that you're only supposed to do it on the first day of the Avelus. He did it on the second day of the Avelus. Abayi Amar Abayi says 2 more mistakes. V'hanami ta she'inosin el b'beis ha'kvaros v'osa b'ir. You're only supposed to do Ma'amados in the beis ha'kvaros. He did it in the city. Rav Amar, 4th mistake. V'hanami ta she'inosin el b'makam shenagu v'asam lo nahug. That you're only supposed to do it in a place where that's the minhag, and this was in a place where it was not the minhag, and he did it anyway. So you see clearly that he made these various mistakes. So meisvei amrulon kenaf b'shabbos mutzalasos ken. We said even on Shabbos you're allowed to do it, but v'yam basic varos biyom aleph. If you only do it in the basic varos and you only do it on the day of the kvura. Basic photos, but Shabbos, my boy. What do you mean you could do it on Shabbos? There's no burying a mace on Shabbos. So Gemara explains, Be'ir hasmucha lebeisak varos tam to you, ben hashmashos. It must be that they just arrived at the Beisak varos, ben hashmashos, Erev Shabbos, so they just got the guy buried right before Shabbos started, and then the Ma'amados happened. Very much sounds like the Rashbam, that the Ma'amados followed the Kvura, not like we do, before the Kvura. So you see, but though they would do the Ma'amados and Moshavos on Shabbos, so very important over here, Muke Yosef writes, from here you see that those there is why were they allowed to do this on Shabbos? Isn't this Avelis Peferesia? Nah, sitting, standing, that's not really Avelis Peferesia. It's only when you do actual acts of Avelis. But where you sit, where you stand, that's not Avelis Peferesia. Says Muke Yosef, oh, so where you sit's not Avelis Peferesia. The halacha that an Avel is Meshana Mekomo Bebeis HaKnesses, that an Avel is not supposed to sit in his normal spot in the shul, must be. So some say, oh, but on Shabbos, it's going to be Avelus Befarasya to change your place. Namuka Yosef says, no, where you sit is not Avelus Befarasya. Beis Yosef disagrees. Beis Yosef says, in a shul, it definitely is Avelus Befarasya to change your spot in shul. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yardeas and Mishin Sadi Gimel, that Avelus Meshana Mekom Beis HaKnesses B'Shabbos is Meshana Mekom, but does it, is not Meshana Mekom on Shabbos, is doing the right thing by not being Meshana the Mekom on Shabbos. The Ramah quotes the Nimuke Yosef and says that even on Shabbos, the minig is to be Meshana Mekomo. In Gilyon Marshar, Rabbi Shlomo Eger writes that when he was an Avel, when his great father, Rabbi Kiva Eger, died, since he was the rabbi, he thought that it would be a very blatant Avelus Peferesia to be Meshana Mekomo on Shabbos. Even those who normally don't do it, but typically the rabbi, normally those who would be Meshana Mekomo on Shabbos, the rabbi of the shul typically would not. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.